You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, do you want to be powerful? Do you want to be a powerful woman? You know, better yet, do you know what it means to be powerful and where to find it? You know, power is truly derived from within, and in order to wield true personal power, you've got to know where it comes from and how to generate it on a daily basis. You know, a lot of times we hear people talking about power and authority, and we wonder how all these people have power and authority and how they rule their life. And it seems that we have some friends that seem to be all in the power position, always thinking about things, always one step ahead. And we have a tendency of seeing other friends who seem to not have any power over their life. It seems like everything happens to them. It seems like everything's forced upon them, and they don't have a voice of their own. And having power isn't just like being the president or a congressman. That doesn't mean that you have power. You don't have to be the CEO of a corporation to have power. It doesn't derive from a title. Every individual has the right to have power over their own life. And I think it's very important in this day and age that women realize their true personal power and understand how to have it, how to wield it, and where it comes from. Because I think it's something that's never been taught. I don't think that we're taught this in school. I don't think that the teacher comes to you and say, okay, Ashley, we're going to talk about personal power now, and we're going to talk about how you can have personal power in your life. Well, I don't remember that because I obviously wasn't ever there for that class, or any class like that for that matter. But I did hear about women's suffrage, and I did hear about the white right for women to vote in history. And I think that's about as close as I got to it. I mean, you know, Bill and I were talking about power.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I mean, I think it's almost like a video game. You know how those video games where you'd power up, you know, and so you get to the next level and you power up, you know? That's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to power up people.
And I've always wanted to be a powerful woman. So
I know you have.
I'm real interested in, you know, hearing your tips to see how I could do that.
Well, I look forward to giving you some tips on that.
No, I think it's a great topic, especially, you know, for this day and age. It just seems like, it might be wrong to say most, but a lot of women out there, don't realize that they actually have the power to do what they want with their own lives.
It's true. We've never been taught that, though. You know, think about it. It's like a lot of times.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not taught that. Nobody sits there and says, oh, okay, you have the power to do this. I mean, this is something that I think we have to figure out on our own, but some people never figure it out. Other people figure it out maybe later on in life, and some people just beat their head against the wall going, God, if I would have only known that how many years ago? I mean, how many times have you said that, Bill? I think we've said this at least a million times in our own presence together. How great it would be to know what we know now and be 20 years old.
My great-grandmother used to say, old head on young shoulders. Old head on young shoulders.
Oh, I like that.
But
howdy.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Y'all.
And Peller and, you know.
Tortilla.
Right. Or in her, actually, in her case, it'd also be like, okay, you know, bend over. So.
Oh, spankings. No, Bill getting spankings. No, seriously, though, young head on old shoulders, right?
That's her way
of saying. Old head on young shoulders.
Yeah, it's her way of just saying, you know, if only we could give the wisdom that older people had earned the hard way to younger people so they wouldn't have to, you know, go through the
pain.
You know, the school of hard knocks.
Yeah. Learning the hard way. I was one of those people, for everybody listening tonight, I think that y'all understand who I am by now, and I think y'all can all kind of equate with the fact, I'm sure about 75% of our listeners would probably think, I don't know, maybe not, but I did learn a lot of my stuff the hard way. I didn't have to watch other people do it. I got to do it, too. So I wanted to make sure it all fell the same way and everything happened that same way, and I learned the hard way when it came to a lot of things, but I think that's why I'm here today. And I think we have to learn the hard way. So let's talk tonight about how to be, I mean, and this is not just for women, okay? So, you know, think about this in the terms of all human beings. This applies to everybody. But I think it's very important for women right now to understand that they can have power and that it's not something just regulated to men. And I think we have to all understand this. But all of these tasks and all these concepts work for both, okay? It works for men and women.
Okay.
So, and we can make you a powerful woman, too.
Awesome.
So let's talk about this.
I look good in a skirt, by the way.
I've seen you in some heels.
Yes.
Some pumps. They're nice.
I know.
I look good.
I want to graduate to high heels, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you and I can go shopping together. So.
Yeah, it would be cute, wouldn't it? And our little bags, our little shopping bags.
There you go.
Swinging them.
Arm in arm.
Arm in arm, swinging them. Let's go here. Let's go there. I don't know. Let's get our nails done.
Shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop. We'll just stop doing the show for a while. We'll need to take some loans out, too.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and you and I, two Geminis out there. So let's talk about how you can be a powerful woman. No, first off is we need to stop looking for acceptance outside of ourselves. Outside acceptance versus inner acceptance. So think about this. When we look for acceptance outside of self, we look toward other people to accept us for what we're doing. Are we good? Are we bad? Are we doing things well? Are we respected in the community? Do those people like what we're wearing? All those kind of things. And it's all about an outside acceptance. And you know what? When we place value on something that, okay, these people, they could actually care about you or not care about you. And so you have to think about it this. Outside acceptance really is putting power into the hands of things that people that might not even exist. People that might not even think about you, but also people that not be even around. And I think it's interesting when we value that outside acceptance, we devalue our inner self. Because think about it, we're the ones that need to value and accept ourselves. Because we're the only ones that look in the mirror every morning, you know, through our own eyes and have to look at ourselves and say, am I happy with what I see in the mirror? And I'm not just talking about looks. I'm talking about your whole package, everything that's going on. Am I happy with what I've created in my life? Do I feel like I'm not happy? Why am I not happy? Or why am I not accepting of my own self?
Well, I think that's really the crux of the show tonight, Ashley. You just hit the nail on the head. At least in my experience anyway, knowing both men and women in my life, women do tend to care more about what other people think of them. Not that men don't, but I mean, I know both women, both young and old. In fact, I have a friend, she moved away last year, and you know how that goes. You know, we communicate every once in a while. But anyway, I mean, she cared so much about what the people thought of her, not just her physical
but also like what
appearance.
She was doing and her job,
you know, her how she did in school, and because she was a workout fanatic, it just almost an obsession with her, to the point where, I mean, it's like literally with a measuring cup, you know, she'd measure like how many calories, you know, she'd eat at a given table because she didn't want people to think she was fat.
She got extreme.
Yeah, she really went to the extreme on this. And it was like, wow. You know, I mean, I can't imagine devoting that much energy to what people thought of me.
And think about how many women out there devote their entire attention, not just a little bit, but all of their attention.
Oh my gosh.
To what other people think. I have clients that come into my office all the time, for therapy or for coaching, mostly for the therapy side, who literally are concerned about the way they dress, the way their hair is. Is their eyebrows okay? Are their eyelashes long enough? Are their lips big enough?
Well, and actually, I mean, there you go. Let's just address the elephant in the room, okay? Women care far more about their external appearance than men do.
They sure do.
Okay.
I mean, I know a lot of men that get in, they take a shower, it takes seven. I mean, they clean themselves, but after that, it's like they put the clothes on, it takes 5 minutes. Like, they're ready. It's like, oh, my God. I mean,
like, when I get up in the morning, because I shower and shave, you know, first thing when I get up in the morning, it takes me 30 minutes to shower, shave, put on my clothes, brush my teeth, comb my hair, and that's it. I'm ready to step out the door.
You don't have any makeup application, though.
No, I mean, you know, sometimes I'll gussy up my eyebrows. You know, no,
gussy them up.
But no, I mean, you know, I don't fiddle, you know, fiddle with, even some guys, you know how some guys will put gel in their hair.
Yeah.
I don't even do that.
Well,
you
no,
know, so.
I think it's interesting. I think women feel like they have to always look $1,000,000. They always have to look 100%. I think it's interesting, even when they're not feeling good. And I've been in the same role where I'm not feeling good at all. I'm sick, I'm under the weather, and I'll still put that makeup on. And a lot of times it was based on the fact that I was a sickly kid. I was sick a lot of my life. And so I was always in hospitals, always, you know, that kind of thing. And so I felt like if I could get ready for myself and impress myself, that's one thing. And so I would impress myself by doing my hair. And I would look at myself in the mirror and feel good about it. But a lot of people, it's not about that. It's about everybody else.
Well, and here's the thing that kind of gets me is that, you know, 50 or 100 years after feminism, you know, has started, you know, the sisterhood thing, right? You know, women should support other women. Baloney. At least in my experience anyway, there's two reasons why women care so much about their external appearance. They genuinely tie their self-esteem into how they look on the outside, which, I mean, I'm sure you'll get more into that as the show goes on. But also because, women are just so catty to each other. I'll just be blunt about it.
Women can be mean.
I mean, I can't remember last time I heard a woman say, well, I better dress up because I don't want guys to think I'm ugly or anything. No, it's because they'll, there'll be other women there, and what are they going to think of me?
Well, what about this? Is this good enough? Is this clothes good enough? Is this dress good enough? Are these shoes good enough? And it's funny, I didn't really ever judge anybody. I haven't ever judged anybody on any of the clothing they were wearing, but I think it's funny, too, if you flip side, men judge men on their shoes. I always think that's interesting. And, you know, women judge women on their shoes, too. And I went to an event last night, and I actually put heels on.
Which is rare for you.
Which is rare. And I put them on because I had a feeling that something would be said about it, just because it'd be fun, just to see what happens. And I walked in and everybody went, oh my God, Ashley's wearing heels. Holy crap. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, man, that looks great. But I mean, I just wanted to get a razz out of people, you know what I mean? But a lot of times people have to buy the exact shoes they think everybody wants them to wear, you know, wearing a certain outfit. And, you know, it doesn't help with the media the way it is right now either. Media and TV and all these different shows that show all the women getting all the plastic surgery and all this stuff all the time to make the man happy is not right.
Well, but also to make other women happy. That's my point, is that they do all this stuff so that...
They can compete.
They can compete with other women. And so and a lot of times they can also hold it over other women. I mean, and that's, I hope that, I want to get into more of that also as the show goes on, because that's just something I don't get.
It's almost like the whole concept of when a man dates a woman and it's his ex, and then the ex was kind of a good looking woman, and he'll tell the new girl about her. That men do that. Men play that game too.
Yes.
Oh, I used to date so and so, and then the next thing you know, homegirl starts to do a Google search on the last girl, and all of a sudden it's all these problems. Okay, it's
right.
All this conniption, and everything hits the fan. We'll talk about all that later. We'll also talk about the other four tips that you can take and do on a daily basis to create power in your life, to wield that power, and to have that in your work and your personal life. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about power, how to be powerful, how to wield power, how you can be a powerful woman or a powerful man, and how to take this into your personal and your work life. You know, right before the break, we were talking about how we have to stop looking to outside acceptance and instead go inward and find acceptance from ourselves. You know, when we place value on something that is outside of us, it doesn't really exist. Okay, it just doesn't. Because you're not in the minds of the other people. You have no idea of how they truly feel about you. For everybody listening tonight, you know that there's always been that one person probably in your life that you constantly think is backstabbing you or constantly out to get you or doesn't care one bit about you. And the funny thing is that there will come a time when you will find out that this person cares more about you than your best friends that you think are your best friends. And this person actually cares about you and values you. And sometimes we have to step back sometimes and realize you don't read people's minds. And it's not even worth it. It doesn't matter. And there's no value in it. Because when we try to look at other people to value us and say, if they value me, then therefore I value me, that devalues our inner self. Because our inner self is like, hey, I value you. I care about you. Why can't you listen to me? I mean, why do you have to care about what Claire or, you know, whoever thinks about what you have to do? Because I think a lot of women out there, and I see a lot of women in my building, in my office, that sit there and ask me, I don't know, I got to do this, I got to do that. I just want to fit in. You know, I just want to impress other women. And I thought that was interesting you were talking about that, Bill, is that a lot of times some of the things that women do are not based on impressing a guy. It's about impressing other women.
I was going to ask you if I was wrong about that. Here's what really concerns me on behalf of women, because I am all about equality of the sexes. Because I was raised mostly by women. My parents were divorced when I was a young age, and I was raised by a single mother, and also my grandmother and my aunt had formative roles in my upbringing. So I have a lot of respect for women who work their butts off, quite frankly, to provide a living for themselves and their families. And then I look around me, modern media, social media and all the good stuff. And I see the Kardashians, and I see, Pamela Anderson, and I see, Paris Hilton, and, the New Jersey girls,
all the people in between,
On MTV. Okay. And what's the common thread here? They all got famous for their sexual behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
They got naked. They, did porn, amateur porn, whatever. And, that can't help but affect how women see themselves, especially young women. Hey, I want to be famous and I want people to think well of me. I'd better, and I'll just go ahead and be blunt and say this, I better act like a slut and dress like one too.
Well, it's interesting. I always think it's funny, just sidebar, how even grown women, and we've all done it before, where Halloween gives us the chance to act like a total raving slut. All of us have been there where you go buy the teeny tiny outfit and you do what you got to do and you do it in Halloween. That's one thing. But I also have clients that come into my office and they put the very the low-cut shirt picture on their Facebook. They update shots on Twitter that are half-nude. Okay, and they're trying to lure friends in or followers like that, and that to me is scary, and it goes right on the lines of what you're talking about. And a lot of times I think that we see support as something different, and we look for people to love us, to care about, and it's like going outside of yourself to have other people, be like, oh, you're so beautiful, and you're so this, and you're so that. But it's kind of sad because it defeats the purpose. I mean, everybody has their own energy, their own power. And I think it's interesting, too, if you go back to media and we talk about this, is to not change your course. Don't change your course because one person says that you should do something a certain way. Okay, think about that. I know a lot of women out there that they'll listen to someone talk about something, and they will change and go 180 degrees to the different direction because they think that's what they should be doing. And if you have personal power and you believe in yourself and you understand where you're going, you don't let that jar you that much. Like, I've talked about this before, and you can go on Spreaker, you can go to AshleyBurgess.com, or, iTunes and listen to some of these old shows, these past awesome shows. But I had a woman years ago come to me and say that I should change my name. And, because it would be more memorable.
I remember that, yes.
And it would be easier to say. And I'm like, okay.
Because Burgess is so hard to say anyway.
I know, it's just so hard. I mean, I probably should go by my God-given name, Berger, but we don't do that. But anyway, yeah, it's that hard to say, right? And I was like, I was taken aback. And for a few days, I was like, God, should I change my name? Really? And I think a lot of times women have, there's a woman that's either above them as far as power or man that tells them one thing to do, and they change their entire course. Things have been going well, but because their personal power is not that solid inside of them, they feel like they're automatically feeling they're doing something wrong. They automatically feel like they're at a deficit. And I've been there before where you hear somebody with authority, and those are air quotes, authority, telling you something. And sometimes people can be very helpful, but other times people are telling you things to do with very little knowledge into your personal situation, and they're just blanket statements. They're statements made either to get you out of their office.
Yeah.
Like, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Or they're statements to make you feel maybe smaller than you are. Or they're statements that are blanket that aren't particular to your situation. I mean, it's one thing, if it's particular to the situation and they're aware of where you're coming from and they understand all the information needed to make a decision, but otherwise don't allow people that don't know your situation to make decisions on your life.
Actually, I'm a firm believer that beauty comes from the inside out. True beauty.
I
comes
agree.
Comes from the inside out, okay? I've known some women in my life who, on the exterior anyway, are supermodel gorgeous, okay? But once you get to know them, are the ugliest people on the earth. I mean, it's like I don't even want to be around you, and all that good stuff. So, I think the key here is you have to love yourself and have confidence in yourself, and that radiates outwards.
And that's a good thing. That's not an ego thing. That's a good thing. And even if you weren't taught this by your family, your parents, your mom, I mean, so, you know, think about it. You know, women's, our rights have just been around just for a few years. I mean, it's not been that long. Our move and rise into the business world, I mean, people think it's a big change. I mean, think about it. Go look and go Google and find out how many top executive CEOs are women. Okay. And you'll start realizing that we still have a ways to go. Okay, there's still a ways to go, and there's still things that have to be done. And so with that in mind, you're going to already feel a little smaller when you walk in places, but you got to radiate that energy. You got to radiate your own self. And I think one of the biggest things that we do when we don't feel powerful is we don't say what we feel. So instead of saying how we truly feel and not mincing words, but we say what we truly mean, that also offers us power instead of going along with what everybody tells you to do. I mean, I've gone along before, and you know how much power that makes you feel? None.
You know, whether male or female, I respect a person who marches to the beat of their own drummer, knows what they're about, is confident in themselves, because you can sense that confidence. They're not arrogant about it. Or, you know, trying to put on airs. You know, some people try to act confident to cover up their own insecurities.
Oh, yes.
But, I mean, they're truly confident in themselves, and they don't feel the need to have to, you know, hold it over other people. And, you know, they know what they want out of life and are willing to go get it. I respect that person much, much more than how they look on the exterior.
And, you know, I think that's interesting, too, is that a lot of times I think women more than men, or maybe it's across the board, we find it challenging sometimes to tell somebody, good job. We find it challenging to see another person, especially in this situation, another woman, doing what we feel is doing better than us career-wise. And I know a lot of women can resonate with what I'm saying right this second, right now, where you've had a friend that's gone beyond what you thought they could ever go behind.
Because, you know, she slept her right to the top.
Yeah, whoa,
you know, I've heard that.
You have?
I've heard that.
And
yeah.
It's hard. It's like you have to sit there and realize that there is no, there's no like lack. Like, don't think that there's just like a finite amount of jobs. Don't think there's a finite amount of success. Realize that there's a lot of success. There's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of options. But when we embrace people who are doing well, who we consider are doing well, it actually comes back and helps us out. And I know that sounds odd, but until you realize your own personal power, you don't. When you get power, you don't try to put people down. You don't try to hurt people. You don't try to use your power over them. You don't try to take them down. But you try to build them up. Even if you feel that you're in a smaller position than them, when you walk into a room and you have personal power, you don't ever think that. Because guess what? You have power. The other people that might be higher than you on the ranking or on the job title might not feel that good about themselves. And you have to step up there and realize that you personally have power, but the way that you present yourself and how you truly feel, like you were saying, Bill, beauty comes from within. If you're a really beautiful woman, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it will radiate out and people will know that you're a genuine person. And you can't be authentic if you're not being honest about how you feel and you're mincing words and telling people the opposite of what you mean or telling people things to fit in or to make you look better. Because that doesn't work in the end. It all doesn't work. All these little games that people play end up not working. People all see that person as who they truly are. And then sooner than later, that person's out. Because people are tired of it. They're tired of it. And especially if they've been played a game with, they're tired of it. They're tired of having people like that that are all about cutthroat and stabbing people in the back because they think they need to do that. Or to sleep to the top. You're right.
Yeah.
People get tired of that. But at the same point in time, It's like realizing the fact that the power comes within. You don't have to do these things. You can be yourself, and you can still get to the top. You can still do well, but you got to realize that it takes time. So when we return, we're talking more about how to say what you feel, but also not waiting for other people, okay? To stop waiting for other people, and don't look for support, but allow the support to come in its own time. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back in two shakes.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking tonight about how power is derived from within. And if you want to be a powerful woman in this day and age, there's certain things that you have to do. You know, first off is stop looking for acceptance. No longer go to outside acceptance. Instead, go to your inner acceptance. Understand that valuing yourself is more important than anything. Okay, the way we feel about ourselves is more important than anybody else can feel about you. It means the most. It makes the most changes in your life and allows you to accept yourself and be happy with who you are. You know, second is not to change course just based on what one person or a few people say about it. Okay, don't do it. You know, I've thought about that several times where somebody comes in and tells you some sort of remarkable information that might be interesting information. However, they really don't even know where you're coming from. They don't even know what you're working on, and they hardly know a backstory. Don't make changes like that based on a whim. Go with the course. If you believe in the process and you believe with what you're doing in your life and you believe that what you're doing is valuable, continue to go that direction until you might get some more feedback from someone that actually cares and actually understands completely what you're trying to do. You know, you want to also not wait for other people. And right before the break, we were talking about this. Quit waiting for other people. You can wait forever. Quit waiting for other people to be there with you in your life in certain aspects. You know, there's certain things you got to go on alone. You got to do it by yourself. You know, I hate to say it, but unless you're a twin or a triplet, you're going to be born alone, you're going to die alone, okay? And there's things in between that you got to do on your own.
In other words, grow up, little girl.
Yeah, grow up. You know, it's time to grow up. It's time to be able to cross the street on your own. It's time to be able to sit there and say, my friends might be all screwing up and doing their thing, but you know what? I believe in myself, and I'm going to get higher. I'm going to move myself higher. I'm going to educate myself, and I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to believe in myself. And you're going to have a lot of friends around you that when you start doing this, they're going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you've been drinking the Kool-Aid. They're not going to understand where you're coming from, and they're certainly going to try to pull you down. And you have to realize when that happens, you probably got to move on your own.
And you don't have to depend upon a significant other, a man or whatever, to get to where you want to go in life.
No.
Now, it's okay to fall in love with somebody and be interdependent. Long-time listeners know the story about my mom, and I love her to death, but she's the case in point of what I'm talking about here. She actually takes on the personality of the man that she's with to the point that you don't know where one begins and the other ends.
And that's not good.
And you know, she's alone right now, and she's just miserably unhappy. She thinks she has to have a man to be happy in life.
And there's a lot of men out there that know what Bill's talking about too. Okay,
true. Very true.
There's a lot of men that get divorced, and what's the first thing y'all do? You go find another woman. You haven't dealt with the baggage. You haven't dealt with being upset. You haven't dealt with having to deal with the child custody. You haven't had to deal with any of this. You go find some crazy woman. Okay, and that's what always happens. You get a crazy woman, and you start having fun, and guess what? You eventually get over the crazy woman because she does something crazy.
No kidding.
Part of the crazy woman comment, right?
Right.
So she does something crazy, and then you end up finding someone else, but you will refuse to grow up, and you refuse to sit there and look at yourself in the eye and say, what part of that divorce was my problem? What part of that was me? And what part of it was them? And what part of it was us together? And for all you women out there listening, if you've gone through a divorce and you're over there all shagged up with some man right after all this happened, you really need to think about...
Or a lot of cases nowadays don't even wait till it's all over.
Oh, yeah. The ink's not dry.
Yeah. It's just in separation phase.
Oh, we were still in separation and I met so-and-so and now we're dating and we're living together. It's like, come on. I mean, when I was young, I made bonehead decisions. I would date and move in like the same week, and we'd be together for like 9 months, and then, you know, we would have a fight. And I remember there were a couple of times where I met the next guy out with my friends the night after the fight,
yeah.
You know, that night. And next thing you know, you're moving in. And it's just this whole cycle.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there and put your foot down and go, hey, why do I not feel happy enough with myself that I can't be alone? Why do I feel like I need a man all the time to make myself feel good? Because you know what's funny about that is a lot of times when you get the man, what happens? You're not that happy with the man. You get the man and you don't like it that much.
You know why I think women are more, or maybe not more, but especially susceptible to that.
Why do you think?
The fairy tale. You know, I say to heck with Disney. You know, it might make for good entertainment, but the reason why it's called a fairy tale is because it's not real, folks. Okay, you know that there is no, you know, prince.
With a white horse, stallion.
Who will kiss you and wake you up and then, you know, take you away and defeat all your enemies. And, you know, then
you can do that on your own.
Live happily ever after.
And that's the thing. You can do that on your own. You don't need to, like, you know, a lynch mob. You know what I mean? Or you don't need a man that's, you know, helping the damsel in distress.
Right.
And on the flip side, for all you men, why do you need a damsel in distress to feel like you have power? What's up with that? I mean, that's another side of it. Like, you have the man over there going, always helping the damsel in distress.
That's a good point.
They bring her home and they try to fix her. Let me try to fix her because there's something I can fix. They wonder what happened.
You know who you're describing? My mom's ex.
Really?
Not my dad, but...
I'm describing a lot of men out there. And you're her last husband, right?
Well, they weren't officially married.
Oh, they were just together common law for like 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there's a lot of men out there. I know a lot of personal friends that have been the guy that rescues the damsel in distress. And there was all these warning signs up until they rescue the damsel. There's all these warning signs. They said, watch out. Watch out. Red danger. Watch out.
Right.
And then they get married to her, and they wonder why it ends in a divorce. Because you know what? You did it for a reason. Why were you rescuing that person? Why did you feel like they needed rescuing? And why did you decide that you needed to be their rescuer? And the same for these women out here. Y'all listening tonight, what is up with that? Why does a man need to come into your life for you to feel like you're fulfilled? Why does a man need to come into your life for you to feel like you're a powerful person, or for you to feel loved or cared about? I mean, get past all this. When we start thinking outside of ourselves and saying that this person, because of their love, makes me feel loved to myself, that's messed up. It's like saying that a marriage is two halves. No, it's not supposed to be two halves. It's supposed to be two whole. It's supposed to be two whole people come together in a marriage, not two halves, okay? That means that you're missing half of something else. Okay, so think about it. All you men and women listening tonight, is be honest with yourself. You know, be honest with others and begin to accept your feelings. And that's a big deal, because we have to say what we feel and do and say what we mean. And a lot of times that gets all rolled up in all these problems because we don't want to say the wrong thing. What if I say the wrong thing? What if I say something that upsets somebody? What if I say something that is contradictory to maybe who I normally am? And a lot of times, if you're not being yourself in day-to-day, you know, situations, not being yourself in your own mind, not being yourself in your own life, who are you? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, I don't understand. It's like you're wasting space. I mean, you know, Bill was born into this earth, and he could be Bill, or he could go act like someone else.
Right.
But I mean, like, I wasn't going to change my name. Am I supposed to be someone else? You know, I'm me, and I'm proud about me. And that's something, even when I got married, I didn't change my name. I don't agree with changing the name. It's not like it was before. We're not trading. My dad didn't come before the wedding and give cows and goats.
Didn't pay a dowry.
To my soon-to-be husband's family, you know? I mean, that's gone. There's no chickens and goats being traded for me, okay? Like, that is over with. Quit living in the past. Quit living in philosophies based on stuff that is medieval, predicated with insanity. I mean, I didn't change my last name because I don't think you have to. You've been living with this name for how long? And you know what? It's a darn good name. And it's got me pretty far. And I like my name. Okay? I can always add his in the middle when I want to. And certainly people always send messages here and there, especially certain family members, where they change my name, which is fine. I don't have a problem with it. It's no big deal. However, I will officially not ever change my name, because I think that you have to be your own identity. For everybody listening tonight, be yourself. Because if you're not yourself, then who are you? Like, what do you pick to be then? Do you pick to be Paris Hilton? Do you pick to be Ellen DeGeneres? Do you pick to be Oprah Winfrey? Do you pick to be the girl down the street that have really big boobs? Who are you picking to be? You know, for you men out there, be yourself. I mean, what are you trying to be? Who are you trying to be? Are you trying to be the guy that's on the cover of GQ magazine? Or are you trying to be yourself? And I think a lot of times we miss the boat because we feel that we're looking at other people to make us feel better about ourselves. And those other people, guess what? They want the guy that's on the cover of the GQ magazine. Or those other people like this woman over here that's like Paris Hilton lookalike. And so all of a sudden, guess what you start doing is you start forgetting about yourself and go, how can I look more like Paris Hilton? Or for that guy, how can I look more like this guy that's on the cover of GQ? Because this person loves me for that. And that's the problem, is that you no longer find your self-love. Now you got somebody else making these rules and regulations. You know how many times I've changed men's entire dress code? Where I literally said, we're going to redo your whole look. Back when I was dating them. We're going to redo your whole look.
He was the Ken doll.
Oh, I redid everything. I'm not going to name names because I know that some of my exes listen to the show.
All your exes live in Texas. Texas.
Not all.
Okay. Some of them live in Florida. Some in
New York. Right. Couple in Europe.
Yeah, actually, real quick.
One in
Saudi
Arabia.
This reminds me of the, you know who Larry the Cable Guy is?
He's
a
comedian.
Reminds me of one of the jokes he did. He goes, I was dating this woman. We were going to get married. But she didn't want to change her name, and I just wasn't going to have that because I'm a traditionalist. I think the woman ought to take my name. Besides that, I think it'd be cool for both of us to be named Larry.
That's hilarious. Larry. This is Larry, and this is my wife, Larry.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. This is my brother, Daryl, and my other brother
Daryl, yes.
So think about that. If you're with somebody and you're surrounding yourself with people and you actually are putting their voice and their approval over your approval, then you are just becoming whatever they want you to become. And guess what happens then? Is that you either stay what they want you to become, or they dump you, okay? They dump you. This could be friends or love relationships or anything. They dump you off on the side of the road one day, and you go, oh, God, who am I? Oh, my God, who am I supposed to be? If they didn't like me for that, and I don't know who I am, then what am I going to be? And that's when you have a problem. And I know a lot of people listening tonight have been there. So when we return, we're going to recap on how you can be a powerful woman, how you can find the power within, and how you can begin tonight. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, on tonight's show, we're talking about how to become a powerful woman. You know, understanding that power is derived from within. How do we do it? What are the things that we have to let go to actually find that power within? You know, we talked about stop looking for acceptance outside of yourself. So realizing when we're looking toward outside acceptance and not inner acceptance, and that's a big deal. That is the bedrock of our conversation, is that a lot of times we look toward other people to say how great we are, to pat us on the back, to say how beautiful, how sexy, how smart, how intelligent we are. But that's not about the real thing. That's not real. It has to come from within. And if we try to change based on what we think somebody else might want from us, then we're nobody. We're somebody else. We're following something else. We're creating a pseudo type person. We're creating a representative to represent us because this person likes that. And once they stop liking that, then what do? You know, also, you don't want to change the course of what you're doing just because one person says that you should. Okay, how many people listening tonight, and I like to hear this on social media, we're on Facebook and Twitter right now, live, how many people have dealt with changing the course of their career or what they think is real or true based on what one person's advice was? And it's funny how that person's advice is probably very limited knowledge about what the advice that they're giving is probably very limited knowledge based on the person they're giving the advice to. Okay, so in order to take and get really good advice from someone, they need to know you back and forth. They need to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, where you're from, your story, all that. How many people have taken time to actually know that? Probably very few.
Right.
And if you're taking advice from somebody that probably knows very little about you, almost zero, it's not a good idea. That's like being in a ship and having a navigation system. And, you know, some guy on the deck says, oh, go right. You're all screwing up.
Without even looking on a map.
Yeah, you just got to go right. You got to, and there you are. You totally take yourself off course. Eventually, you'll figure it out and you'll come back to where you were. But that could be months. That could be a year. That could be a lifetime. Okay, looking for yourself again. You know, also don't wait on other people to do something. You could wait forever. You really could. I mean, you know, sometimes we look toward other people to say, okay, I'm doing this. Why don't we all do this together? You know, we've all heard about accountability partners. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to do that. Think about it in a simple way. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to be a powerful woman, and I'm going to quit smoking, okay? And so I see my two friends, and I go, you smoke, let's all quit smoking, okay? And everybody goes, well, give us a couple weeks, and then we'll be on the same bandwagon okay. with you. So 2 weeks go by. Okay, let's go. And you got one person that's kind of like, okay, and you got the other person that's like, okay, we'll do it. They fall off the wagon in 2 days.
Yeah, because their heart wasn't in it.
Their heart wasn't in it, but you're over there waiting on them. What are you waiting for? If you want to quit smoking, then quit smoking. Don't let people hold you back based on the fact that they don't have the same power within to change. You can't sit there and say, I found my power, now find yours. They got to get to the point where they're sick and tired of having other people define who they are. And some people have never gotten sick and tired of that yet. Some people don't know any different, right? Some people think, oh, that person loves me. Oh, I got 100 new Twitter followers today because I put that, you know, that half-naked photo up there at midnight last night with me laying in the bed showing my butt off. Yeah, okay, yep. That's not a power position. Okay, now you got 100 followers.
No pun intended, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
On the position.
Now you got 100 followers that just want to see more naked pictures. They're not interested in your belief on politics.
And they want more than just half naked.
Yeah, they want the full Monty.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they're not thinking, they don't want to hear your thoughts on love. They don't want to hear your thoughts on the universe and the environment. They just want to see more pictures. So what have you created? You created a monster.
Yep.
You created a situation where you get approval for one thing in your life, and you think that approval derives approval overall because you're always looking for other people's approval, right? Because that's the only approval that matters. And then you put that out there, and guess what? You're only going to get this negative type of approval. It's like the kid that's yelling at the mom in the store going, Mommy, 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 I want that, 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 I want that. And it's the same thing. And you finally give in to the kid.
Just to shut him up.
Yeah. Kid gets programmed from then on out. Every single time you go to that Target, every single time. That kid is going to whine and cry until you finally put your foot down and say, we're not doing this. And he will scream and yell, and you will have to pull the kid out of the store and take him home. And you might have to do that twice before they'll wake up and be like, oh, she's not a pushover.
Right.
Crap. I thought this was going to be the law and the judgment and the law of the land for the rest of my life. And so sometimes people don't ever stand up to that. Some people, and that's the same with their friends. Same with their friends is instead of standing up and saying, hey, I screwed up and I let you away with something that I'm not happy with letting you away with. And now I'm going to deal with the aftermath. I'm going to deal with this. Most people keep living a false life, a half life, really. Because instead of telling everybody, hey, you know what? I wasn't honest. I didn't tell you how I felt. I didn't tell you what I mean. I minced words. Instead, I just try to say what I could to fit in, to make you like me. Guess what happens then? How do you always consistently say what they're going to like?
Right.
How is that always going to work? And then what if they stop liking you?
I was going to say, those kind of things are fickle anyway.
They normally stop liking you because you're not what they want, because they don't know what they want.
They stop liking you because who are you?
And who are you? And who are you to begin with? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So, like, you're trying to get somebody you don't even understand why. Like, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And so you have to be honest with yourself and be honest with others. And accept your true, honest feelings. You know, self-honesty is critical, I would even say crucial, to having a prolifically amazing life. You can't have a prolifically amazing life and not be honest with yourself. That's the key. That's the key to having power within, is to understand who you are, to understand the power that you have, and to honestly be able to recognize that without letting media, without allowing other people to pollute the thought process or allowing other people to have more power above you. Every time you look to someone else for approval, you get rid of your power. Every single time that happens, you limit your power down to the point where it doesn't exist.
And what I want to know is, why would you give someone else the power to decide who you are?
Good question.
You know, because they don't have to live your life for you. You have to live your life.
You have to. There's nobody else. Yeah, you're right. Nobody else is going to sit there and say, well, you know, I mean, I can't sit there and say, hey, I made a bonehead decision. Bill, you're in trouble for it.
Right.
You know, I mean, Bill's like, dude, you're a grown woman. You know,
earlier you were talking about, which you were absolutely right. I mean, in ancient times, where you had to pay the bride dowry.
Yeah.
You know,
the chickens and the goats and the horses.
Back in those days, I mean, when husbands literally had the power of life and death over their wives, it was because men were held responsible for the actions of his wife.
Yeah, because the wife was a half person.
Yeah, did you know where the phrase the rule of thumb comes from?
Oh yeah, it was about beating your wife.
Yeah, it was meant to protect women, actually.
From the stick, or the thickness of something that they hit the woman with.
So within the context of the times, it was meant to protect women. You know, I mean, yes, you have the right to beat your wife, but the rod can be no wider than the width of your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rule of thumb. You know,
I don't think that's a good rule of thumb.
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying in the context of the times, because it's better than just getting a tree branch, right?
Well, think about it, though.
Baseball bat.
Think about that, though. Think about that. Men had the right to beat their wife.
Or kill them.
If they thought they needed to be
killed. Still countries in this world where, you know, let's just say feminism hasn't quite made it there yet, where honor killings are, if not outright accepted, at least winked at.
Unbelievable. Yeah, because it's unbelievable. It's a barbaric state. You know, it's about having this power and holding it over someone's head. And it's sad. And it's like, okay, so think about that. We're not in that state anymore. You know, in this country, you cannot beat your wife without getting in trouble.
Or your husband.
You can't kill your husband or your wife without getting in trouble. So think about it this way. Don't keep giving your power away. Realize you have it. We even have laws changed to show women that they have power, but yet people still succumb. People still aren't honest with themselves. They're not honest with the other people. And we have to realize our value. You know, realize your value. You got to believe in the process, believe in the course, believe that you have a purpose. Understand that there is a purpose and believe in the course of action. You know, you don't have to abandon ship because somebody says that you should. I mean, having the energy and the power within to understand that I don't have to have outside acceptance, that's key. I mean, nobody has to sit there and go, oh yeah, Bill, you're the greatest. You're the greatest, man. You know, and yeah.
Although if you want to say that, it's okay with me.
I mean, it makes you feel better sometimes. You know, it gives you a little like, you know, level up a little bit when you've been believing in yourself and you hear someone else say it, that's cool. But if you're allowing other people to say it and you're never believing yourself, that's a problem because it becomes empty. It's the same thing of the likes on Facebook. If you don't like what you're doing in life and you keep posting it, the amount of likes you get means the world to you, okay? Because it's not, you shouldn't have to post anything. And the amount of likes shouldn't matter. But when we're looking for outside acceptance, oh, well, I only got 40 likes on that, so I guess that wasn't really accepted.
Nobody likes me.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so think about this. If you want to derive power and you want to wield power, you know, stop looking outside for acceptance. Realize that that's within you. Quit giving your power away. Stop it. It's not doing any good for you. Every time you give someone else the power to decide your fate or to tell you if you're good, bad, or evil, guess what? You've screwed yourself again. And I know that happens a lot, but you got to step back and realize, when am I doing this and why am I doing this? Was I brought up this way? Do I feel like I need to be punished? Do I feel like I'm not worthy and I'm not good enough? These concepts and these thoughts in your head, you need to figure this out. If you need to start journaling and write this down, it's probably important. You need to say what you feel. You can't wait for others to make decisions in your life. You have to do it because you know what happens otherwise? A lot of regret. And that's the big counterpart to all this, is if you don't follow this regimen, you're just going to be regretful, sad, and hurt. Nothing else comes out of this except for the fact that you feel lost. So if anything, if you take anything from this tonight, realize that power comes from within. It's derived from within. Start realizing how much outside acceptance you're looking for. Start monitoring that. When people come up to you and start talking, realize what you're looking for when they're talking. Realize what it is that you supposedly need and start understanding how you can actually garner that from within. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you tomorrow. And Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in 3 shakes.